free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery, bow and arrow, or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry with a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Pick up a flyer with super gun specials like the Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber long rifle revolver, only $119.99. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mountain boar sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house Saturday, October 1st with factory reps from Leopold, Redfield, Ruger, Darton, and Parker, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
And we're back here in Ubley. Harbor Beach just kicks it off to number 12 of the Bearcats. Number 12, Nick Sweeney had room to run. Then all of a sudden, Avery Wayner of Harbor Beach popped out of nowhere.
And he said, not in my neighborhood, and brought him down with a good arm tackle and took him to the turf. So the Bearcats, again, start all over, deep in their territory. Looks like it's going to be, what, on the 15, Clark, or 20?
That's the 15-yard line.
Okay.
So first and 10 for the Bearcats. They're going to start at their own 15-yard line with 1:51 remaining in the first quarter. Drake under three men in the backfield still in the wing tee. Drake hands it off to running back. Didn't quite see the number. Looked like the middle halfback there.
Well, they tried to run between the guards and the center that time with a quick trap, but the Pirates were there. Looked like the host there. I'm going to go number 57 leading the way, Don Glass, for the Pirates.
Number 47, Jimmy Shaw, the ball carrier. Gain of two for the Bearcats, bringing up second and eight from their own 17-yard line.
Well, it looks, you know, the Bearcats feel like they've been kicked in the mouth here and like they're going to have to get a set of braces here. And
go to Dr. Larry Eggson of Bad Axe.
That's right, and regroup here and try to tack on a score.
A little over a minute. Drake keeps it for himself, rolling to his right, trying to get around the end. And he does so, but not much after the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of one, all the way to the far sideline and to the Harbor Beach bench there. Gain of one, bringing up third and seven.
Travis, number two, Travis Esmaker, making the hit for the Pirates. The Pirates lead in this one
14-0.
14-0, as I have to crane my neck to see what the score is. They got us way down here at the end of the booth.
So 40 seconds remains in the first quarter. We're going to probably see one more play in this first quarter as Ubley still out there in the wing tee at their own 19-yard line, third and seven, deep in their own territory. Drake under center. There's the snap. Keeps for himself. Looking back to pass. Rolls to his left and right into the hands of Aaron Ginther of Harbor Beach. And he gets brought down at the 20-yard line. Aaron Ginther saw that one from the get-go, but there is a flag on the play. What is it going to be, Ron?
Blocking in the back there by, I believe, Travis Esmaker, because he tried to help out Ginther or maybe Eli Kraft. I'm not sure. It was a two there, and it's hard for me to pick it up here in the booth, but he had a two and is definitely a block in the back here. So it's going to be the Pirates football. So the second turnover of the game here, Clark.
And turnovers are always the difference when it comes down to a rivalry game. Both teams very strong, but in a rivalry game like this, emotions run high. And that's when you see just those little bit of extra motion and you start to see those block in the back because it means so much to both teams. So Harbor Beach, the penalty was after the interception, so that pushes them back to the Ubley 41-yard line, where they'll take over first and 10.
They still have the wind at their back, 14-0 lead here, Clark.
And 13 seconds remaining in the first quarter. So Kraft in the backfield with Klasky there, two men out wide. Kraft rolling to his left, looking back to pass, and he has Aaron Ginther wide open past the sticks, and he's brought down at the 20-yard line. Gain of 21 on the pass.
Well, he's over in the shadow over there, and those numbers are hard to pick up. So we'll say the Bearcats brought him down.
So Aaron Ginther, 21-yard pass brought in. Eli Kraft doing the duties as the quarterback. And so At the end of the first quarter, it is Harbor Beach 14, Ubley nothing in Ubley. And we're going to be back right after this. After one, Harbor Beach leads 14-0.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
Don't stop the party!
Back here in Harbor and Ubley as Harbor Beach is out to the early lead after 14-0 over the Bearcats.
Well, the Harbor Beach had the wind in the back, and we'll see what the Bearcats will be able to do. But the defensive team for Ubley is going to have to say, hey, it's no problem. Just like McVeigh Insurance, you have to rally and stop the Pirates here. They can't let them get another score.
That's right, McVeigh Insurance of Bad Axe. If you have a problem, head to McVeigh Insurance Agency. You're no-problem people located at 121 West Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. So, Harbor Beach now going right to left across your radio in the white jerseys, black pants, and white helmets. Ubley in the all-black with orange lettering, even the helmets in black. So, Kraft hands it off to number 45, Sloan Klosky from the backfield. Gains about 2 yards on that, bringing up second and eight. Now at the 18-yard line.
Well, it looked like, again, number 60, Zach Primmer made the hit for the Bearcats.
So
good stop there, Clark.
Very good stop for the Bearcats there. Klasky coming out of the backfield with still in that spread offense for Harbor Beach. Two men out each way.
Well, I kind of thought they would stay with that because they've been pretty successful and try to run Sloan up the middle and have the defensive secondary spread out.
So second and eight as it starts to rain again. And there's a flag on the play as that one gets back to Kraft.
That's the illegal procedure. One of the linemen took off a little bit too soon. So it's going to take and cost the Pirates 5 yards there.
So that's going to push them back to their ugly 23-yard line. Going to bring up second and 13.
I mean, you know, the defense here can't retire, just like if they went to Farm Bureau's Insurance by Casey Yon.
That's right. It's not who you call after retirement. It's who you call before that makes the difference. That's your Farm Bureau Insurance agent, Casey Yon, with locations in both Ubley and Harbor Beach. So right now, Kraft in the backfield still kind of fumbles it, picks it off the ground. Kraft rolling to his right, passes complete to Aaron Ginther, breaks one tackle, breaks the second tackle, and finally hits his match at about the 12-yard line in Ubley territory. Gain of 11 yards, but still no first down.
Those orange and black numbers, folks, through this glass, I cannot pick them out. So we're going to say the Bearcats brought them down short of a first down. But Kraft did just barely get that off. And they did hit Ginther two or three times. We just kept bouncing off them, just like D&M Cabinets. He had a custom run there, Clark.
And if custom is what you're looking for, visit D&M Cabinets in Ruth. Call Doug today. So third and four, Kraft rolls to his right, goes back to the pass. Looks like it is complete to Ginther once again. First down for Harbor Beach. It's now going to be first and goal at the 5-yard line. Gain of eight.
Nice diving catch by Ginther that time. And the Pirates now have a situation runner pass as we have three substitutions for the Pirates here.
So Harbor Beach has 101 yards on four carries on the floor. And through the air, they have 76 yards on five plays. So, looks like Harbor Beach, Kraft is going to be coming out under center. Klasky in the backfield. We have Derek Esmaker out left, and then two tight ends to the left. Kraft keeps it for himself. Rolling, keeps Brusweiss one tackler, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Kraft on the keeper. Again, a 5-yard rush. It is now Harbor Beach 20, Ubley nothing.
He did a nice job of picking and weaving all the way to the corner of the end zone, using his block very well there to tack on six more.
Now, this one is still early, folks, but I did not expect it to be this wide open this early.
No. I thought it would be close, but the Bearcats have to regroup here, and at least answer the bell here with a score after this next possession.
And Kraft puts it through the upright.